This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you had almost literally more money than you knew what to do with, what might you do? Most of us won't ever have to answer that question. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan, do, and they have decided how to spend at least part of it. The couple, under the auspices of something called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, are going to invest $3 billion over the next decade to cure disease, like all disease. The initiative is set up as what's known as a limited liability company, not a foundation, a tad unusual, perhaps, for a charitable group. Gigi Duan explains why it might be better here.
Basic science research is kind of a grind. You make tiny advances over a long period of time. Breakthroughs can take decades if they ever come. And finding the money to back that kind of work? Easy, right?
No, it's extremely difficult to come by.
Bob Tiejun would know. He's a biochemist at UC Berkeley and has advised Priscilla Chan and Mark Zuckerberg on their charitable venture. He says most big public funding agencies don't like risk, and the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative is more outside the box.
Which means that you're going to have a higher failure rate, but you also have a much higher probability of making some really transformative discoveries.
What's interesting is that this philanthropic organization is set up not as a nonprofit, not as a private foundation, but as an LLC. Jacob Harold, CEO at GuideStar, says this isn't the first time he's seen this, especially out of Silicon Valley.
In financial terms, they're buying optionality.
That means they're going to pour billions of dollars in the social good, but they're not yet deciding what form that'll take.
That's what this is fundamentally about. It's about flexibility.
Flexibility to spend their money on a great company that needs capital, or even lobbying or political donations, which isn't allowed under other charitable setups. They do give up a charitable tax deduction with an LLC. But as Jill Manny, executive director at NYU's National Center on Philanthropy and the Law, points out, when you're as rich as the Zuckerberg Chans, that deduction wouldn't really pay off.
Roughly, it's about 30% of adjusted gross income, and that's a very small number compared to the billions of dollars they're going to give away.
And she says under their circumstances, it's just not that big a deal. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.